Doug, this is dictating on Gianna Zanetti. Gianna, Jeana, Jeana. Zanetti, Zanetti, as in Thomas. Please make copy for. Copy for Patrick Larrazabal, M.D. Patrick Larrazabal, Larrazabal, M.D. Dear Patrick, thank you for sending Gianna Zanetti for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has a prior history of multiple allergies and asthmatic attacks, has previously been on allergy shots and has been followed by an allergist. The patient also uses albuterol on an as-needed basis and has been on an Asthmanex inhaler. Period. The patient has nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, wheezing, and chest tightness. She also has some cough, but does not produce much sputum. Patient did have a CTA coronary angiogram in February this year, which showed no significant lung abnormalities, and her angiogram had a 30 to 50% stenosis of the left urethra. I'm sorry. Not urethra. Stenosis of the origin of the left anterior to descending artery. Further cardiac evaluation was pending. She has been treated for hyperlipidemia, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included hiatal hernia and esophageal stricture with dilatation in May 24, and history for asthma, as well as multiple allergies to mold, dust, ragweed, goldenrod, and dust mites. She had a herniated disc at L3, colon polyp removed with colonoscopy, and history for hyperlipidemia. Surgery includes C-section times 3, history of right oophorectomy, and resection of right breast lump, which was benign, done in 95. She also had a cholecystectomy in 2000, and pelvic sling in 01. Herniated disc with epidural steroid at L2 and 3, and esophageal dilation in 24. Next, allergies, multiple allergies to Sulpa, Zithromax, Macrodantin, Pollen, Mold, Grasses, and Narcotics. Next, habits the patient never smoked, alcohol use occasional, lives with the husband, who is a physician. Next paragraph, system, family history, mother died of sepsis. Next, med list, Asmanex, 2 puffs, BID, and Singulair, 10 milligrams daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligrams daily, Omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Yeah. Zitia.
Wait, I'm dictating. I'll come there.
Zitia, 10 milligrams daily. Medrol as needed. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has urinary frequency. She has hay fever, asthma, and wheezing. She also has reflux, no GI bleed or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white female is alert, pale, no distress. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 88, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 166, saturation 98. HEND are non-sphalic pupils are reactive, clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear, no wheezes. Heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gastromegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, normal reflexes. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with recurrent exacerbation. Number two is allergic rhinitis. Number three is history of hyperlipidemia. Number four is coronary artery disease. And number five, gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get LCBC, IgE level, eosinophil count, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CT of the chest without contrast. And she will continue with the Asmanex inhaler 2 plus BID. A follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 6 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patrick Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you.